2 Corinthians, chapter 6. And working together with him, we plead with you also not to receive the grace of God without results. For he says, At an acceptable time I listened to you, and in the day of salvation I helped you. Isaiah 49:8. Look here. Right now is the acceptable time. Pay attention. Now is the day of salvation. We are careful to give no cause for offense in anything, so that our service is not discredited. But in everything we conduct ourselves as servants of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in difficulties, in beatings, in imprisonments, in facing angry mobs, in hard work, in sleepless nights, in fastings, in purity, in knowledge, in long-suffering, in kindness, in the Holy Spirit, in sincere love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, through honor and infamy, amid slander and praise, amid being considered deceivers while teaching the truth, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and yet look, we are alive with God's life, as being disciplined by God and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many spiritually rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. We are speaking freely to you, O Corinthians. Our heart is wide open. You are not being restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own natural passions. Now respond in the same way. I speak to you as my children. You too, open your hearts to what I am about to say. Don't be unequally joined with unbelievers. For what fellowship does righteousness have with sin? What communion does light have with darkness? And what agreement does the Anointed One have with Belial? What portion does a believer have with an unbeliever? And what agreement does a temple of God have with idols? For each of us is a temple of the living God, just as God said, I will live in them, and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Leviticus 26:12. Therefore, come out from among them, and be separate, says the Lord, and don't touch anything unclean. Isaiah 52:11. And I will receive you, and will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. This is the end of 2 Corinthians, chapter 6. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries. Not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.